time with Fiona Stalker. It is 21 minutes past five. Now, we were talking about earlier in the programme about transgender campaigners in Scotland who have welcomed a poll which suggests overall public support for making it easier to legally change gender. The survey of 2,000 adults carried out by Savannah Comres through BBC Scotland indicated general support for that move, but concerned about the details. We're expecting the Scottish Government to introduce legislation within weeks to speed up and simply improve the process. Earlier, I spoke to Viv Valentine from the Scottish Trans Alliance.
Lots of people in Scotland probably aren't particularly close to a trans person, maybe don't know a trans person. It kind of makes sense maybe that a lot of these conversations and debates have not particularly impacted or touched on the general public's life.
One of the other things that came out of it, younger people are more likely to be sympathetic on every question on the survey. Support for trans rights was higher among younger people. What are your thoughts on that?
I mean, obviously it's really great that young people in particular are supportive of trans people's rights and us getting on with our lives. I think that kind of gives me a lot of hope for the future, and the fact that kind of social attitudes will continue to progress and improve about trans people as time moves on. Lots of younger people kind of maybe feel more able to come out and be open about being trans than people used to be in the past, due to the kind of positive changes in the law and the kind of decreased discrimination that people face. So I also think that means that many more young people know a trans person.
Do you think the debate so far on this issue has been reasoned? Because some would say it's become toxic or perhaps insensitive on all sides. What do you think about the level of debate so far?
It's definitely true that parts of the kind of debate around these issues have become really inflamed or difficult or, you know, much more hostile than we would like them to be. But I also think that there are plenty of people who are willing to have good faith conversations, who are happy to listen to other ideas and to hear more about why reforms to the Gender Recognition Act are important. I do really hope that we can kind of move away from some of the more kind of difficult and heated aspects of the discussion. And I think that one really important way to do that is as much as possible to try and involve trans people in the conversations about these changes, because, you know, when it's just people talking about their own lives, and that's what this is all about, it's about us wanting to get on with our lives the same as everyone else. I think that makes for a much kind of more productive and constructive conversation that really focuses on the important stuff rather than kind of heated conversations that we hear going on between people, particularly online.
We spoke to pollster John Curtis about the survey. He suggests the findings point to a free vote being held among politicians. Do you think there should be a free vote on this?
Four of the five parties in Holyrood have manifesto commitments about reforming the Gender Recognition Act and making it easier. Given that that's the case, that people should stick with those positions and make sure to pass these reforms that are so important to trans people. I'd also really encourage MSPs, if possible, to listen to their trans constituents and make time to talk to them between now and when they'll be asked to vote on this bill.
Well, we can now hear from Arian Calder, who represents the campaign group for Women Scot.
It's been very confusing, I think, for the general public to actually understand what that's been proposed by Scottish Government. And the problems with the language of sex and gender, what they mean and how they mean in different forms, sex being something that we can, you know, widely understood, whereas gender is not defined. And most people think they're both one and the same, but under law, they're not. So I can understand why there's a lot of confusion out there. I'm hoping that as the bill progresses, that some of these things will be teased out and the general public will actually become more familiar with the language of what it's been proposed for. But yeah, it doesn't surprise me at all.
And one of the other findings is that younger people were much more likely to be sympathetic. On every question asked in the survey, support for transgender rights was higher among younger people. What's your thoughts on this?
Again, that's kind of reflects on the polling that we've seen. Again, it's not surprising. A lot of young people that are students or in kind of secondary school and older have actually gone through their education being taught that gender is almost more important than sex. And so there tends to be a bit more understanding and of this idea that you can change gender.
What do you think of the debate so far on this issue? Has it been reasoned enough? Some would say it's become insensitive on all sides of the debate. What do you think about that?
It's been almost impossible to have any conversation about this. For about 4 or 5 years, we were requesting meetings with civil servants, parliamentarians, etc., to have this conversation. I'm hoping this will change going forward that we can have this discussion. If we don't have the discussion, we'll have poor law. So we need to kind of really truly understand what the impact of this piece of legislation will have on single-sex spaces.
We've spoken to the pollster John Curtis about some of the findings of the survey. He was saying it may suggest perhaps a free vote at Holyrood. Should there be a free vote, do you think?
Absolutely. I don't understand why some of the political parties are not allowing free discussion on this subject matter. And I think it is important that individual MSPs have the right to actually put their thought forward without either fear or favour on this.